Today's daf will be the Gemara in Yuma Daf Yud Beis. Yuma Daf Yud Beis. Let's get into this. We'll talk about the halacha, about becoming a Kohen Gadol. How does one become a Kohen Gadol? The chinuch for Kedushas Kohen Gadol. The Gemara tells us here on the bottom of Yud Beis Amud Aleph, but we know that the Mishnah told us that we get another Kohen Gadol ready in the wings just in case there's a psul to the first Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. The Gemara says, Pshita irabo psul kodem tamishol shachar. Fine, if very early in the morning, overnight, there was a psul in the Kohen Gadol, mechan chinoso, so we're mechanich. We enter into the avoda, the new Kohen Gadol, b'tamishol shachar, by doing the tamishol shachar. Ela irabo psul achar tamishol shachar, but if it was after the tamishol shachar, and now the only thing that's left is the avoda of Yom Kippur, so then doesn't have to be become the Kohen Gadol before he actually acts like the Kohen Gadol. This parenthetically relates to the Machlokes Rishonim, whether everything on Yom Kippur is done by the Kohen Gadol, every single thing, or just the unique Kohen Gadol, unique Yom Kippur avodas, Machlokes, Balamar, Ramban, and others. But this sounds like the Tamashal Shachar is different. So Tamashal Shachar, we give him Mechanechim, and then he'll do the avoda. But if it happened afterwards, how we Mechanechim? So Amar Avadabar Avaba Avnate, maybe with the Avnate, because he wears a different Avnate than the Kohen head, you had a different belt. The Gemara says that only works according to one opinion, but according to the other opinion, not. If the Kohen Gadol's Avnet is the same as the Kohen Hedyot's, if the Avnet of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur on the Kol Hashana is not the Avnet of the Hedyot, and therefore he changes on Yom Kippur, then there's nothing unique about the Avodas. What does he do? The Gemara answers, there are other options. Abaye says, Lo Beish Shmona Umahavich Betzinora. Let him wear the Shmona Begadim, the special eight garments of the Kohen Gadol, and let him just stoke around in the ashes on the Mizbeach. So he does something. Because after all, we know that's an Avoda. How do we know that's an Avoda? Because it's Zar Shalvach Ben Sinara Chayim Misa. Because if a non-Kohen does that, then he's Chayim Misa. So you see that's an Avoda, so let him do that. And Rav Papa Amar, two famous words, Avodaso Mechanchaso. Let him just do the Avoda, and the Avoda itself will be Mechanechim. Meaning, you do it on the job. You know, doing the job creates your status for the job. Avodaso mechanchaso. Rashi, avodas yom kippurim atzma, she'ena k'shira ela b'kohen gadol, v'zu ovda mechanchaso l'kuna gadola. This avoda is only kosher for the Kohen Gadol. You do it, so that makes you the Kohen Gadol. And the Gemara says, Milo Tanya, don't we have a similar concept of Kalim? Kala Kalim Shasa Moshe, all the Kalim that Moshe obeyed originally, Mishichas and Mekadashtan, he anointed them with the Shemana Mishcha, and after that he didn't anoint every Kli, Mikan Ve'elech Avodasa Mechanchasan, and after that original one, so the Avoda is Mechanech LeKalim, so to Achanami Avodaso Mechan Chaso. That is our Gemara. So let's talk about this a little bit. We had back on Daf Hey already, so let's say it wasn't Yom Kippur. Let's say this is like a extreme case. What do you do the morning of Yom Kippur? How are you mechanechet? But how generally is the Kohen Gadol michunach? So we have this back on Daf Hey. Daf Hey Amud Aleph. The Gemara says two parts, right? We anoint him. We sprinkle the Shemana Mishcha on him. And he wears the begadim for 7 days. Says the Gemara. Lefisha Namar back in the Braisa on Daf Hey. Shivas Yamim Yul Basham HaKohen Tachta Mi Banav. Ein li ela nisraba shiva v'nimshach shiva. L'chanchila, he wears it for 7 days, and he gets anointed for 7 days. B'diyavet, even just one or the other. Nisraba shiva v'nimshach yomecha, nisraba yomecha v'nimshach shiva minay. Tavalomar sheyimshach osho, v'simali es yado, mikol mako. But again, it goes through the begadim and the anointing oil. You look in Rashi, ribuy shiva. Again, the Ribu Shiva, what does that mean? So, you know what, let's first see the Rambam, and then we'll see Rashi. Look at the Rambam. The Rambam quotes this in Hilchos Klei HaMikdash, that this is what makes a Kohen Gadol a Kohen Gadol. If you look in Perek Dalid, the Rambam says, Umemanin Kohen Gadol hu rosh l'chal ha-kohanim. The Kohen Gadol is appointed to be the head of all the Kohanim. Umoshchen oso b'shemen ha-mishcha. Umalbishin oso b'gdekuna gadola. Those are the 2 points. You anoint him with the shemen, and you malbish him with the b'gdekuna gadola. Shene emar. V'akohen ha-gadol me'achav. Vim ein sham shemen ha-mishcha. If there is no shemen, well, he lived after the time that Yoshio put it away. Marbin oso b'gdekuna gadola b'vad. Just the clothing. Shenemar sheyitzakal rosh hashem nemishcha umileis yadol aboshes abegadim kashim shemisrabe b'shem nemishcha ken misrabe begadim. Kates and marbet also begadim. So how do you do the ribe begadim? So here you go. Lo veishmona begadim uposhtan v'chozer v'lovshan l'machar shivas yamim yomachar yom. He put it on 7 days straight. Shenemar shivas yamim yolbasham akoin tachtav mibanav. Ukashim sheribe begadim shiva kach meshicha b'shem and shiva yom achar yom. 7 days, one after another. Vim avad kodem she yisrabe begadim kol shiva. O kodem she yisrabe kol shiva avodas akshera. If he did the avoda before the end of the seven, the avoda is kasher. Ho ben esrabo nimshach pamachas nasa kohen gadol lechol davar. Since it happened even just once, it is okay. That is based on a Taras Kohanim. The Kesef Mishnah here quotes the Sifra, even one. Right, our Gemara has b'diavad even 7 and 1 or 1 and 7, meaning one of them, Meshicha or the Ribui Begadim, is with 7 and the other one was with 1. One or the other, that's okay. But here the Rambam says even just both of them are just one, or just one of them is just one of them, that is good enough as well. Okay, there's a major machlokas here that we have to point out. Rashi. Pashas of our Gemara sounds like it's not just the Ribui Begadim, but it's right, the Ribui Begadim plus doing something, right? Our Gemara says, what does he have to do to be Mechanech Him on Yom Kippur? Right, so either has to be Mehavek Patsinora or Avodasa Mechad Chaso. So that fits in very well to Rashi. Rashi Shita on Daf Hey. Right, the Achrona point out this Rashi. Ribui Shiva, Rashi says. Ribui Shiva, Sheshimesh Kohen Gadol. Rashi says, Sheshimesh Kohen Gadol Shiva, Yamim Ritzufim. Rashi on the Pasuk, on the words in the Gemara of Ribui Shiva, that the Kohen Gadol serves 7 days. The Rishash says, you see clearly from Rashi, it's not just about wearing the begadim, it's doing avoda with the begadim on. So it connects it to the avodasa machan chasan, kind of in the next line. But that is what the Rishash says here, picks up on the Rashi. Lo yodea hechaksiva bimiluim, and that's therefore because that's Shita's Rashi, and again, that's the Pashas of our Gemara. Our Pashas of our Gemara, the Rishash wonders, but what happened in the Miluim? In the Miluim, Aaron HaKohen, which is the source of a lot of this, Aaron HaKohen was Nisrabe B'Gadim. He didn't do anything. Moshe did everything. Moshe did everything in the Miluim. That's the Kash of the Rishash. Lo yadeh hechak siva b'miluim sheshimshu. Halo mashmos ha-parshios ditzava'a va'asiyah de Moshe levado shimesh bohem. V'chein la'el v'chulu. That's the Rishash, points out this Rashi, and makes that diuk. The Rishash later on our daf, the Rishash daf Yud Beis, wonders why aren't the begadim good enough? After all, the big Kohen Hedyot is not allowed to wear these begadim. So shouldn't it be that right when he puts on these begadim, that makes him to the Kohen Gadol, because the others are not allowed to wear them? The kasha de la hekera tisagi b'levishasam av bilti avoda de hedyot. Avoda de hedyot vade asur lolovsham imishum meila imishum kilayim. Ava Kohen Gadol Mutter Veleka Mishum Meila Vechula Vega Mishum Kelayim Leka Veulai Debelavisha Lechuda Akata Ena Keira LeKohen Gadol Degam Nishal Beurim Vetumim Lovshan. Ah, says the Rishash, sometimes somebody would wear some of the Big Day Kahuna even without being the Kohen Gadol. Right, if he's being asked a question from the Urim Metumim, the Mashuach Bachama we'll get to. Right, if somebody's being asked, Nishal Urim Metumim, me also. So maybe it's not good enough just to wear the begadim. Maybe that's why Rashi says it has to be the avoda being done. But still, Tzarachian, what about during the Miluim? I didn't see any avoda being done by Aaron HaKohen. If you look in the Gvuras Ari, the Shagas Arya here also, back on Daf Hey, he makes this diuk from Rashi, and he says the Rambam argues. We'll get the Rambam soon, but he says lachora lo mashmaket el kippur. Rashi, look, come on, our Gemara Daf Yud Beis sounds like Rashi because it's asking on Yom Kippur. You know, how do you do the avoda? And then he says kashali. He doesn't quote the Rishash. The Rishash doesn't quote the Shagas Aryeh, but here the Gvuras Ari's kasha kashali. Haribu da arum zayim me miluim bilu levishal lachud built the avoda. Vafilu akarbanos shlobo lachovasim miluim akolik Moshe. They did everything. So what must you say? That was a harasha. That was different. The Yishlomar says the Gvuras Ari. Devadai ribui da'aron haya belevisha lachud. Bilti avoda. Hoa velo haya efshir ba'avoda ad yom hashmini. There they couldn't do the avoda until yom hashmini. Avaladoros de efshir bi'avoda yish lakayim shitas rashi. Dein ribui ala ba'avoda im halavisha. Umidi da'avika chala keilim shazam osha de mishicha mekadshan mikan ve'elach avodasan mechan chasas. The Gvuras Ari says that it was a harasha that the during that time, but it shouldn't be learned l'doros. But that is all she does. Rashi. Rashi says ribui begadim with avoda. But if you look in the Rambam that we just read before, the Rambam does not mention anything about the avoda. But the Rambam says, put them on, take them off for 7 days straight. Lo veishmona begadim u'poshtan. The chozer v'lo shalomachar shivas yamim. How does he read our Gemara? That's a good kasha. It's a good kasha. How does he read our Gemara? Our Gemara sounds like it is specifically only once you do the avoda. Our Gemara doesn't just say, how is the substitute Kohen Gadol mechanic himself? Oh, put on the begadim. It doesn't say that. He has to do some type of avoda. So why is that? So before we get there, Rav Soloveitchik says it fits in, though. This fits in, this Rambam that says it's just the begadim fits in with the Rambam elsewhere, the last Rambam in Ilchas Kilayim. A much discussed Rambam, Machlokas Rambam, Raivid, at the end of Kilayim. Kohanim shalav shu big de kahuna shalom b'shas avoda. If a Kohen wears his big gadim, not during the time that he does the avoda, afilu b'mikdash, lokin, he gets malchus for Kilayim mipnei ha'avni, because the avni has Kilayim in it. Shu Kilayim, v'lo hutru bo ela b'shas avoda, shi mitzvahs asei kitzitzis. Only b'shas avoda is it mutter. That's the shita of the Rambam. The Ravid asks, "Amar Avram Tabazeh Shrei Amru B'Yoma Perak Balo Kohen Gadol B'Mikdash Afilu Shlo B'shas Avoda Mutter Omay Dekamar B'Pnei Ha'avneit Shu Kilayim Eino That the Choshen Ve'Efon Miles Lehu Kilayim." So the Ravid asks two kashas. He says, number one, it says by the Kohen Gadol even Shlo B'shas Avoda, and also I suggest the Avneit. What about the Choshen? What about the Efon? Right, those also have Kilayim in it. So therefore, the rival leads the Rambam Mitzarachian. It should be mutter across the board, even the other Kalim. Says the Radvaz right here on the Rambam. No, both kashas of the rival can be answered. Kohen Gadol is different. You might say Hutra versus Dehuya, but Kohen Gadol has a special status. Even when he's not doing the Avodah, there's not going to be a violation. And that's why only Avnei is mentioned. Because the Avneid is also by a Kohen Hedyot. But the Choshen and the Eifer, the Kohen Gadol, those have special status. Says the Radvaz. Od Yesh Lomar. The Lagabe, The Afshal Chalik Ladas Rabbeinu, Dafka Shel Kohen Gadol, Bein Lasharis, Bein Shalol Lasharis Pater. Lefisha Kol, Shah Sheyirtse, Haya Oved. Aval Bigde Kohen Hedyot, Bishas Avoda Pater, Shalol Bishas Avoda Chayev. Vechulu, there's a difference between the two. The Big Day Kohen Gadol have a special status, even not B'Shas Avodah. It's already alluded to in the Rambam himself. The Rambam himself in Ches Yud Beis, here in Klei HaMikdash. The Rambam says here, just find it, Ches Yud Beis, Asur L'Kohen Hedyot L'Lovsho Ela B'Shas Avodah. He says it. Asur L'Kohen Hedyot L'Lovsho Ela B'Shas Avodah. So Mashma, the Kohen Gadol, is not a problem, even Shalom B'Shas Avodah. What's the reason for the Chilek? So, the Rav Soloveitchik writes here in the Shiuri HaGrid on Avodas Yom HaKippurim, but it's based on his great-grandfather, the Beis Halevi. The Beis Halevi and Chilek Aleph, Simon Gimel Oz Beis, the Shmona Begadim of the Kohen Gadol have special status. Right, all begadim have a special status according to the Rambam. Right, remember the Rambam? We had a shiur about this months ago. The Rambam has a separate mitzvah asay of levishas big de kahuna mitzvah lamed gimel. I think in the sefer mitzvahs, a separate mitzvah. The Ramban says no, it's all just the hechsher avoda, and therefore you shouldn't count any mitzvah of wearing the begadim. But the Rambam has a separate mitzvah of wearing big de kahuna, not a separate one for kohen gadol kohen hedyot. But separate mitzvah, just for wearing the begadim. Mitzvah is tavinu akonim lobosh begadim yuchadim lechavur l'sefaris. Vaz yavdu b'mikdash. Then they will work in the mikdash. V'hu amr yisalev v'asizibik dekodesh la'aron achicha lechavur l'sefaris. V'espanav takriv v'elbashtam kutanos. V'elu ebik dekehuna. Shmon begadim l'kohen gadol v'arva l'kohen hedyot. It's all one mitzvah. The Rambam puts it in one mitzvah. The Ramban argues it's just a hechsher avoda. Therefore, it should not be counted as a mitzvah. But the Beis Halevi says the Kohen Gadol's begadim have a special status, and therefore, says the Beis Halevi, that is why it has different halachas, right? The Kohen Gadol, even though the Kohen Hedyot's begadim are counted separately, but still, they are related to the Avodah. And that's the Rambam and then the Vilchas Kilayim. But the Kohen Gadol's begadim, they serve a function, even not during the Avodah. What is that? Ritzui Tzitz. What we discussed a couple of daf ago. Ritzui Tzitz, the Kohen Gadol wears the Tzitz, even when there's no Avodah being done, still, what's the halacha? It's Meratzeh. it's maratza. And pashtus is, says the Beis HaLevi, what does it mean that the Kohen Gadol, the tzitz is maratza when it's on the metzach of the Kohen Gadol? It's not just the tzitz. When you're wearing all Beit Kahuna, including the tzitz, he has the suffix. Which is what the Rambam paskins. Is it just the tzitz? Right, if he's not wearing begadim, he's not a kohen. If he's not wearing the bita kohuna, he's not a kohen gadol. Imkein hagam im lavash hatzitz lechuda lo havi kohen gadol, havi kizar shal lavash hatzitz. And therefore, you have to be wearing all the begadim, and therefore, it accomplishes something even without avoda. And that's why there is no. It's called shalom b'shas avoda, but it's still accomplishing something even shalom b'shas avoda. And that's why there's no problem of kilayim when it comes to the big day kohen gadol. Good. There is one problem though. The Rambam in Hilchas Avodas Yom Kippurim quotes our Gemara here on Daf Yud Beis, and just quotes the Gemara, right? The Gemara says, how is the Kohen Gadol, that the substitute Kohen Gadol, Mechanech himself, to serve in the Beis HaMikdash, it's Yom Kippur, so what do you do? So, the Rambam quotes the beginning of Avodas Yom Kippurim, Perek Aleph, quotes our Gemara, Shivas Yamim Kodlim Yom Kippurim, Afrishin Kohen Gadol, Mebeiso, Lulishkaso, Sheva Mikdash, Vadarvazek, Kabbalah, Moshe Rabbeinu, Umafrishin Oso, Meisha Koshivas Yamim, Elu Shema Timsa Nida, Venimsa, Tamei Shivas Yamim Vini Yochol Avod. Umaskin Lo Kohen Gadol Acher Shem Yerabot Bze Psul Yavod Acher Tachtav. If the first Kohen Gadol gets a Psul, the second Kohen Gadol could work in his stead. Bein Yerabot Psul Kodem Tavim Shal Shachar, Bein Yerabot Acher Shikriv Karbanos. So how are you Mechanech? Zesh Niklas Tachtav Einos Rachinuch Ela Avodaso Mechanchaso Umaskel Miavoda Shepasek Bo Arishon. Wherever the first one stopped, you know, the next one continues. So why doesn't the Rambam quote that avodasa, or that he could just wear the begadim. The Rambam says that just wearing the begadim, not like Rashi, right? Doesn't need avoda. So why not ribui begadim? Why does the Gemara and the Rambam quote just avodasa machan chaso? So says Reb Chaim, the big day lavan is what we're talking about here. The special extra begadim of the Kohen Gadol, that could be just the ribui begadim. Wearing that makes him the Kohen Gadol. But when he's going to do the avoda, the five of the family, he's just wearing the big day lavan, which are the same types of begadim that the big day, the Kohen Hedyot wears. And Reb Chaim adds, every year the big day lavan were new. Rabbi Yinachem Sham, you're not allowed to reuse the begadim for the avodas pnim. Machlokas, we had in our Gemara, whether a Kohen Hedyot could wear them, but they themselves need chinuch in order to become big day kahuna. And therefore, the Big Day Lavan did not have the inherent purpose outside, like that sits with the rest, and that's why our Gemara doesn't hold of it, because it's Yom Kippur. When it comes to the general, the whole year, you wear the Eipa Gadim, so he becomes the Kohen Gadol through that. But on Yom Kippur, right, we only wear, he was wearing the Big Day Lavan, so then not. What if he's up to the Avodas Chutz, and he could put on all Shmona Begadim? That's a kasha. Okay, two other options. Why didn't the Gemara suggest that he could be Marbe b'Shemana Mishcha? Right? Why can't he have done that? So it must be, right, the Ritva, the Toz Arash, Tosfos Yeshanim, the Ritva says it must be that this Gemara is talking about a time when there was no Shemana Mishcha. It must be Bayesheni, or after the end of Bayes Rishon. Shetzvichanan she nikar lakol. Why do we have to be Mechanechim, says the Ritva? Because he has to be nikar, ki avodas yam kohen gadol. V'yim tomar v'alo nikar b'mishichas b'shemana mishcha, v'yishlamar desugin la'achar shenigna shemana mishcha, she'en kane l'ribi v'gadim. U'mikan nishma, and from here we learn, ki afal bishay maskin and kohen acher tachtav, even though we have another kohen waiting in the wings, lo haya osin bo ela hazmana ba'alma. You didn't like Memanahim beforehand. You have it prepared. Hazmana. V'lohay mechanchino so b'minui kohen gadol va'avod avoda ashi yirba psul b'kohen gadol, unless you reach that stage. Okay. The Ramban writes that they wouldn't anoint him. Doesn't quote really why. The end of Perek Tezayin in Vayikra. The Ramban does not explain. He just says la'olam askinin kohen acher yom kippurim ve'ein moshchino so. You're not moshech him. So what's the suggestion of, I want to use the Shemana Mishcha? You're not. You're not Moshech another one. Different answers given. The Panim Yafa says that maybe it's only because this is a temporary minui. The oil is going to be permanent. This is a temporary minui. And then on the Rav Shavel quotes on the bottom, the Kli Chemda quotes the Ravid on the Sifra, that you can never do it two Kohanim Gadolim at once because of Eva, and therefore you wouldn't be able to do it. Okay, but either way, Shemar HaMishcha didn't work. What about the Minchas Chavitin? What about the Minchas Chavitin, which is the special Kohen, every Kohen, the first he does the Avodah brings the Minchas Chavitin, and the Kohen, when he becomes the Kohen Gadol, he brings the special Minchas Chavitin. So it must be, Tosfos in Menachas, and Daf Ayin Ches says, you see from our Gemara, it must not have been brought on Yom Kippur. It must be the Brigah, because it's considered a carbon yachid, and it wasn't brought on Yom Kippur. And the Mishnah Melech says, in Klei HaMikdash, Hey Tezayin, this halacha proves that that carbon is not ma'akev. Minchas Chavitin L'Chadchila, this should be your first carbon, but it must not be ma'akev, because Tosa says, they didn't bring it on Yom Kippur, based on our Gemara, and that's why he wouldn't have been able to be mechunach as a Kohen Gadol, based on the Minchas Chavitin. Okay, we will stop here, our discussion of becoming the Kohen Gadol.